Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good timeout because the Wizards offensively look out of sorts. Bradley Beal's going to check in after this timeout. And now a technical foul and an ejection here. They're the Knicks.
That was interesting. That was interesting. I mean, I wish we could get this whole sequence right here.
And this is what happens. Watch the end of the play. Portis blocks the shot, and then he throws the ball just gingerly back in the direction of Shabazz Napier.
Welcome into Wizards Talk, presented by Geico, 114-96. Wizards have now won two in a row as they beat the Knicks. Their fifth win in the last seven. Oh, it feels so good going into the All-Star break, seeing that eighth seed right there. We can see it. Travis Thomas, Chris Mill, we can see it.
It's right now.
We can see it. We can reach out and touch it. All right, let's get to this win, man. We got to, you know how it is. We got to go one-word recap. Jared, we were talking earlier. My one word, I'm going grimy. Okay. Here's why. This was a very New York-like game to me in the sense that it was so chippy. We saw ejection. We saw technicals being passed out like candy.
Yeah.
And yet, the Wizards were right there. I told Quentin earlier, they were a bloody nose tonight for the Knicks. They out-New Yorked New York tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the Knicks are awful. Let's call that what it was. But at the end of the day, they were tougher to me. I think that was a lot of this tonight. Quite frankly, the Wizards needed it more. We understand that. But to me, I think grimy fits tonight's game. It was just an ugly win. There were times I was like, this is a boring game. But a win is a win.
Win's a win.
They got it done. Grimy.
Yeah. I'm going to go different. This team that we've watched all season long, it's these trap games. We talked about this in Outsiders. This is one of those games where you get a big win last night, basically a wire-to-wire victory. Back-to-back, go to New York. The break is right on the horizon. You could just mail it in and say, you know, we're going to overlook them. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. This team is serious about winning. Bradley Beal, it starts at the top and it goes down. He wants to make the playoffs. So you got to win these games against these teams that you feel are as though they're lesser opponents. You go to New York, you get a W. Now you can celebrate and experience your entire break the right way. Brad's got some time that he doesn't want to have on his hands because he's not an all-star. But now he can feel good about, okay, this second stretch of the season, these last 30-plus games, if we keep handling these bad teams like we've been doing, we come back and beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
Playoffs are literally right there. The Eastern Conference, we know it is a bad conference. But they're making their way. This team looks now, they haven't given up 120 points since the trade deadline. They're playing better defense. They're playing, they're rotating, they're hustling. They're beating these guys that they're supposed to be.
I would disagree with you about the Eastern Conference is bad, only because of this. The way Toronto, who lost tonight,
they
in
lost
a 15-game
to
streak, so would... The way Toronto is built, Boston is built, Milwaukee is destroying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Philly, even though Philly is just waiting for that drama to unfold.
Indiana's tough.
Those five teams have made it exciting to watch Eastern Conference basketball this year because you love to see those matchups. And for Toronto to win 15 straight games tells me that they still have the championship pedigree. They still, I think they feel disrespected because people just assume, well, Kawhi is gone. Toronto will go back to being Toronto that gets beat in the first round. Boston sneaking around. You know, they got wings. They lost to Houston last night, though, but I was looking forward to seeing that matchup because it's like smalls on smalls, right? Mm-hmm. So I would disagree a little bit, Q, with the notion that the Eastern Conference is weak because you've got at least five teams right there that I think have played at a level where you go, every night I'm going to check them out on pass.
I think I'm more so talking about the bottom.
Yeah, I think.
Just the Orlando.
I get what you're saying. The bottom part of the East is so bad.
Magic,
Chicago, New York.
Yeah. You can almost.
Wizards.
Yeah. You can almost sign up in Eastern Conference. You can almost sign up with those teams.
Right. I think Nets down. Right. Like, I like the Pacers. I believe in them.
I like the Nets.
They're better without Kyrie. Once them jokers come back next year, I'm not buying it. Kyrie making too much money to not play.
I don't buy.
And they can't spend it like they're not going to play him. So Kyrie, they have to find a way to either make that work, and he's unable. So there's no Nets without the Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm not buying seven down. But like, to me, the Pacers feel like a strong.
Yeah, the Pacers.
They feel about right.
Look
they
at
could
the
be
jump. 32 wins. You got 32 wins, then you got Brooklyn 25.
Right.
After that is 24, and then the Wizards are what? 20?
20.
It's right there. No. And then you look at the loss column, they're right there in the loss column. Yeah. So
right.
I think the bottom half, the bottom of the barrel is bad.
What's your one more recap for this game,
Steve? Validation. How do you do it against Chicago? Mm-hmm. You go on the road the very next night against a team that you should beat, and you get it done. I think it was one of those New York street fight type games. Although I did notice something we talked about it at a post game show when Bobby Portis got ejected. If you just look at the video, not one Wizards player looked at him.
Smart.
It's kind of like,
they ain't stupid.
You know, that bully on the block, you to catch eyes so he can do something. The only person that was smiling was the Wizards security guy, David Best.
Dog.
Nobody looked at him.
He threw a ball at Shabazz Napier, and Shabazz didn't say anything.
Well, look, watch the Wizards players.
Don't look him in the eyes.
He got crazy eyes. Look, he threw the ball at my man. Watch. And it hit him. Whap. He ain't say nothing.
Zach Zarber was like, yeah.
He didn't say a damn word.
Yo, Zarber called six texts tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he was extra.
He's from New York. He's always like out in New York. Every single time. He's from New York.
He's not taking any rip rap.
He brings his whole family to the game. Make sure you know he's out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew he was out there tonight.
Man, no doubt. Sure. No
he
doubt.
Was a star.
More technical free throws than field goals attempted.
Jared, what
can
was
I ask
your
question real quick, though? What was up with Mo Wagner running like Forrest Gump to the locker room?
He was trying to get away from Bobby.
Yeah. No. I think it was Scott Brooks. When Scott Brooks said,
Scott pointed,
I think it kind of shook him a little bit. He got nervous.
I'm
when
not
your dad
lie.
Says, well, get over here, you just start running.
Yes, sir. Go to your room.
That was a quick ejection, though. Yeah, like, what did Mo Wagner really do, bro?
Probably said the magic words.
He said it.
I guess so. But, man.
He was excessive.
I mean, he didn't throw a ball like crazy-eyed Portis.
Watch Scotty. Here you go. He said, you out of here.
He ain't do nothing but cuss him out. Look, he cussed him out.
Look at Scott.
Get out of here. Go.
Yes, sir.
Look how he's running.
Go to your room. No Xbox for you, mister. I better not hear that Fortnite game.
He's got a Rising Star challenge to get ready for.
Jared, what is your one more recap for this game?
Beal. I think one player carries a team. You talk about the best players in the world right now. He's in a conversation as the hottest NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go Dame Lillard, Nikola Jokic. I mean, Giannis.
Luka.
But Luka's been hurt. Giannis has been out. These guys, man, what Bradley's doing right now on, in my opinion, a weaker roster.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The other guys that I named, they have guys they can defer to. This guy is a focal point of the defense every single night. They come out and say, we have to stop Bradley Beal. And to this point, no one's been able to do it.
I mean, we saw it again tonight. Traps, face guards, double team.
They're trying everything they can. Like, sometimes he'll be on a live draw and they'll send a guy at him. And the fact that I think early in the year, the Miami game that I did earlier in the year, they trapped him the whole second half and it really messed him up. And I think that he took those games where they were trapping him and slowing him down. And now he's watching tape and getting to the point to where no matter what you throw at him, he recognizes what's going on.
Can't stop him.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. You know, I heard Q allude to this of now it's the All-Star break. He can rest. In a way. Now, look, when the names came out and he wasn't on it, I had to hold my man back. Like, we were fired up, okay, that he didn't make the All-Star team. It was a snub. But as I kind of reflect now and we're here at the break, is that a blessing in disguise in the sense that Brad can get arrested? He doesn't have to. I know it'd be great to make the team. I get it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to make the trip to Chicago. He doesn't have to play in the game. He doesn't have to do all the pomp and circumstance of All-Star break.
You know, it's more, and now it's he more can than rest. Just the game, though. It's for your endorsers.
Not the principal, Miller. I'm saying literally the rest.
Sure. But I think it's more than that. And every opportunity that you get as a player to be an All-Star, you want to get it, because at the end of the day, if Bradley Beal is a three-time All-Star the way he should be, matter of fact, you could argue he should be a four-time.
You could argue four.
10 years years from now, we're not going to look back and go, he's a three-time All-Star. But remember that third year? Like, he was like this guy that just replaced a guy that was injured. No, sure. You're going to call him a three-time All-Star because this is his resume. You know, that got in his pockets also.
Sure do.
Right.
And that's something that the reason why I'm always saying I don't feel like the media should ever have a vote in players making All-League, players making All-Star games, because there are financial ramifications behind it. So if you're somebody that's supposed to be observing the game as opposed to putting people in positions to make teams and not make teams, people don't talk about that.
Last word, you agree, I'm sure.
Well, he also said resume, your goal is to be a Hall of Famer. And when you start talking about Hall of Fame induction, three-time All-Star and four-time All-Star and five, it's a huge deal, man.
It is.
It also is a big deal for you making first team, second team, third team All-NBA to get in the Hall of Fame. And Brad, at this point in his career, he needs to turn the corner and start making playoffs or being perennial All-Star or perennial All-NBA to become a Hall of Fame type player. And that's everyone's goal.
Sure is.
Think about it. When we talk about John Wall, how do we recognize him?
Five-time All-Star. You know what I mean?
Boom, there it is. Yeah. Wizard Talk presented by Geico. Boom, there we are. We'll be back with more coming up.
He's out here preaching, man. Y'all just didn't listen to.
Make sure you listen and subscribe to the Wizards Talk podcast. This week, my man, Chris Miller, sits down with John Wall. C-Mill, how was my man?
He's getting better, man. Obviously, still mourning the passing of his mom. He wanted to send a message out to people thanking them. So that's kind of how we started the podcast. And it kind of ends with him kind of petitioning the league that next year for the season opener, it's here at Capital One Arena as opposed to being on the road, because he wants to show out when he returns.
As you look at that graphic and you've seen him grow over the years, I mean, do you ever sit back and realize like how long it's been? Because I know you guys are tight.
You know,
many moons.
We actually talked about that. The first time I met John was in Chicago for the pre-draft.
Wow.
And he was in the hotel ballroom, already did his interviews, and he stayed there and he was looking at a monitor watching his other Kentucky players go through the combine. And I just walked up to him, and I knew of him before because we're both from North Carolina. He was a hooper. He's a legend. He still has, to this day, the best mixtape I've ever seen. I would say go YouTube it. It's
easily
the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I just walked up to him and said, hey, man, what's going on? I'm Chris, blah, 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 blah. He was so, like, real. And I was kind of like, man, I said, hey, man, let me ask you a question. How come you didn't go to Carolina? Sore subject to this day. And that's kind of how we got our friendship started.
Okay, quickly, man. Why didn't he go? I need to know that.
Man, they weren't really recruiting him like that.
Come on, they didn't show him love?
Yeah, Jeffrey's telling y'all what it is.
They didn't have enough money.
Well, moving on, time now.
Keep that in your jacket,
Jerry. That was Jared Jeffries with a big coat. Him. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm pointing at him.
It's in his
All
jacket.
Three of us are pointing at him.
You know the suspect. All I saw was a big-ass coat right now. It was material everywhere.
I got a piece of the fabric right here.
He was 7 foot two. I don't know. Time now for our stat of the night.
Night. This boy got the fabric out. Eden really pulled the sample out of his pocket, y'all podcast listeners.
He pulled the fabric.
Dog, he got the Michael Jordan sample. Give me that. Give it to me. That's durable, too.
That actually might be worth something.
Right.
This is the third game this season. The Wizards have held their opponent under 100 points. Their record when they do that, 3-0.
Well, look at that. You play some defense, you get a W.
Can we go around the league? You ready? I know you're under the weather. Can you pull it off?
I can pull it off. Where's the graphic enemy?
What's wrong, young blood?
Nothing.
He's sick. He got a little
sick. Here we go.
Eyes watering.
My boy told me, I've survived a lot of long, wild nights to get killed by a light beer virus.
Well, wait a minute.
Around the league.
Come on.
Around the league. Around. He still got it. Pacers. Look at that. They beat the I'm telling you that Pacers team. Some about them. 118-111.
They're going to fall apart.
Nets 101-91 over the Raptors, ending that win streak. Luka! Big numbers tonight. 130-111 over the Kings. Orlando Magic in overtime beat the Pistons 116-112. My boy Jared Jeffrey's not buying the Pacers. He's not buying what I'm selling there. Dame Lillard is out for the All-Star festivities. He has a groin injury. Twitter's feeling like it's going to be Devin Booker taking his spot. We'll see what happens there.
Sure. Him or Paul George.
Guys, your reaction to the Dame Lillard news and really just the All-Star weekend in general. What are you most looking forward to? Dunk contest, three-point contest, rising stars, the game itself.
I'm interested to see how this new format of the actual game is going to be. I mean, bring some excitement and some competitive nature back to the All-Star game. I like how every quarter is like a brand new game, and then at the end, you know, they're playing to a 24-point differential. So I think that would be cool to watch. Unfortunately, that Dame does not get to participate because he was in a three-point contest as well as the game. So he's been on a hot streak, an historical hot streak, so it would be rough to not see him. But he still goes down on his resume as an All-Star. That counts.
Knowing Dame, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he is probably a little bit of pain, but he would.
Bro, he was supposed to perform. I'm about to say,
is he still
performing?
He'll probably still do that.
But he needs time off. I mean, he's one of the few guys in this league that literally puts his team on his back.
He does.
And carries his team. His Hall of Fame status is not going to be even a question of being in jeopardy. He needs this time. He needs this time to go relax, get his body all the way right, because it's more important to him to win. Like, he takes this personal about this Blazer team making the playoffs. He also takes a lot of pride in carrying his team to the playoffs every year. Last year to Western Conference Finals, in my opinion, with under-talented teams.
Yeah.
Like, he does not have a lot of talent around him. You can say CJ, but it falls off a cliff after that guy.
And you think about, too, you know, he has a song called Loyal to the Soil, and I think he's loyal to Portland. And he's a throwback. He's kind of like the guy here in town that's about trying to do it where he was drafted and retained and developed and all that. So, yeah, I hope he still raps, man. He got the best bars in the league, man.
He's nice.
Definitely can spit.
All right, so what are you guys most looking forward to in terms of the festivities?
Dunk contest. Sure. I Aaron Gordon, there's a debate if he should have won the one in Toronto. Him and Zach LaVine put on the show. But Aaron Gordon did some real ridiculous stuff up there. If you remember the mascot that was on whatever that little...
It's a hoverboard.
The hoverboard, that's what it's called. Yeah. It was spinning around, and he caught that and...
Went under his legs.
Yeah, he was in the air for a while.
Yeah, he was up there.
So I'm looking forward to that. But I got Derrick Jones Jr., helicopter. He's got some stuff for you. I mean, he's got bunnies.
Jerry, you like the dunk contest or threes, or what are you into?
I always get into the Rising Star Challenge.
Oh, really?
I do, man, because I think... seeing that, like, those collective kids out there, it's, a lot of people haven't seen them before and seen them all together on the same team. So that, to me, was always probably the funnest part of the weekend.
That's unique, because most people is like three-point. Like us, we like the three-point. You like the dunk contest.
Yeah. I mean, I was like going to that just because it's not as intense as the actual real All-Star game.
Yeah.
And you get to see a lot of the up-and-coming talent in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm going three-point contest. You and I were thinking Bertans. I've changed my vote.
Who are you changing to?
I think Trae Young is going to win this. Maybe LaVine could, too, because it's in his city.
I think LaVine's going to do it for his city.
I'll go Trae Young.
I think he'll do it. He had 8 threes last night to show y'all what he is bringing to Chicago.
LaVine had the chance because he's crazy enough and he's like a worker. It would not surprise me if he's, like, in the gym with actually, like, racks set up.
No doubt.
And you know what I mean? Like, he's that kind of kid. He's really, like, a really focused kid.
Upcoming schedule, presented by WeFixMoney.com, where you could get up to $2,500, sometimes within 24 hours for any reason.
There it is, the next 7 games when we come back from the All-Star break. Wait a minute.
Are you going in order?
Wait a minute.
You counting Milwaukee?
You just went win 7 times, Jack. You tripping. Chris Miller, look in your ISO camera right now and explain yourself. How you going to get them 7 wins like that?
Explain yourself, dog.
Because I can.
Really?
He is a man of many talents, as we could.
Hey, look clearly. At Chris hit the wall. Hey.
Oh, oh.
Whoa.
Hey.
That's my boy.
I say, yeah.
We do it. So tell you, that's how we do
Your kids are so proud of you, Jack.
Hey. Look, I seen him doing it too. Watch, I said, is he going to? He is.
They
you a cool dude,
dog.
Hey,
they gonna pull something.
Hey, if Jared
put some
do that,
on the back,
if Jared do that in that coat, we wouldn't see none of the moves. It'd just be material just rotating.
Hey, somebody told me I didn't need black. A Canadian goose when I go to Chicago. Just wear that.
Hey, good. Show the coat one more game for
now. Pull it out.
Wear the coat.
Where is it? We got three people trying to bring it in here.
Open it while you're
disappearing it. The four button. Sure, it got some weight to it, don't it?
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
The lob to Beal for the alley-oop.
And that play right there was called 1, 2, 3. All-star break is almost here.